gave the children a Christmas present. Every Christmas they had a Christmas tree and everything for them. And this little, they were giving, and they gave her presents, and she gave them presents. And this little nigger came by and said, "Miss, I came to, I don't have a Christmas present for you, but may I kiss your hand?" Jay said, "Yes, honey." Her husband was killed 14 years ago in a hunting accident. And she lives by herself.
Hunting's pretty big around.
Hunting.
Yeah.
I have deer, bear, and coons and possums and squirrels and birds all over this place. I was sitting on the porch one afternoon, and a bear, a little one, ran across the yard down to the highway.
A little bear?
A little bear. And I thought it was a dog. And there's a nigger coming around the corner, and I said, "Rufus, is that a dog?" He said, "No, that's a bear." And he ran after it, and I said, "Well, don't run after it. The mama may be around here." Well, about 2 days, he was coming to the house. He's been here since he's 10 years old, and he's 67 and still here. And he met the mama coming around the corner, and he began to scream. And I thought he said fire, and he said bear. And I ran out there, and that bear got on his all fours and walked to the road. And when he got to the road, he stood up and looked up and down the road and went up down the road. And I said, "Why did he have to turn his head?" And they said, "A bear only sees in front." And we had a garden across the road, and they'd been all down in the garden that night walking all over it. We tracked them all around here. And it caused a great excitement. And the birds on the place are the native birds. They're those big birds. And they come up and they drink water, the Bob Whites. Drink water out of the chicken trough out there. And you hear them hollering all the time. And they'll go promenade across the front out there. They have a way to go. And I don't let anybody shoot them. So one day one of my friends was here, and I was telling them about it. And I said, "You know, those crazy birds came out there in the front, and they were fighting each other. They said they need to be shot into." Said that's the Bob Whites fighting. There's too many in it. So I let them shoot them once or twice.
Well, about the roads here, when did...
Honey, we was living here when the baby started school.
Yes, ma'am.
And of course we had schools here, but I wanted to send her to Hernando. And it took two mules and a wagon to haul the baby and me in a trunk to Hernando. We went up there and got us an apartment. They never heard of an apartment. We call it rooms. We got rented some rooms. But you couldn't get up this highway. The ruts were wheel deep, hub deep. It was just terrible. So we got us three rooms up there, five rooms. Mm-hmm. And we had to pay $10 a month for them. So we stayed there until she finished high school. Then she went to college in Blue Mountain. But those roads were terrible. 45 is when they blacktopped it.
I see. But before that?
Before that, it was graveled.
Gravel?
They did gravel it. But the gravel got bad, too. Just like gravel my yard now. My yard's terrible. It's been graveled, but it's bad off.
You had most, but before that, they were what? Old plain old black?
Just dirt. Just dirt. Mm-hmm. That was, I think it's 45. I think it was earlier than that, I think.
Uh-huh. Do you remember anything about your grandparents? Did you ever know them?
No, I never did know them. See, they were dead when I...
Do you know where they came from? You said they came to this country?
Uh-huh, from Georgia.